Welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm Greg Williams, and thanks for joining me on this broadcast. Okay, I get it. Yesterday's message was another one of those that's not easy to hear or apply. As a matter of fact, apart from Christ and our dying to ourself, our selfish flesh, it is impossible. That's why Paul stated that we have to take hold of what Christ has captured us for, his kingdom, the truth of his gospel and his word, his will, his way. We can't do any of this on our terms or based on how we feel about it or think it should go. We have to allow him to take complete control of our lives, and we have to grab a hold and hang on for the most difficult and greatest ride of our lives. Every day lived for him and for his glory. Now, if you missed yesterday or any other messages, you can go to loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. And check out, there's a read tab for articles, there is a watch tab for videos, and there's a listen tab for podcasts. You can go down to the near the bottom of that homepage, and there's a Vimeo icon and a Podbean icon that captures the videos and podcast as well, respectively. Also, if you'd like to get in touch with me, thank you for those who have, again, agreements, disagreements, questions, comments, whatever that may be. You can reach me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. That's loveandlordship@gmail.com. Now, as I close yesterday's message, I mentioned that there was a cost that must be paid when we come to Christ as Savior and choose to walk with him as Lord. Remember, you can't make a biblical case that these can be separated. When we freely receive the gift of Savior, we are signing on to him as Lord. We surrender everything to and for him. There is no other way, no matter what you hear in your church or from your pastor, preacher, minister, or teacher. That is clear throughout Scripture. If they are selling you a gospel that separates these, run away. Find a church that will help you understand and grow in both the truth and grace of salvation and the inseparable truth and grace of sanctification and discipleship. Trust Christ and Holy Spirit to help you walk out that relationship as God desires and as he intends for your good, and as I said earlier, all for his glory. You see, in sanctifications, there are conditions and costs as to how we are to live our lives as Christ's disciple. And we're to help others come to know him and do the same. Receive him in salvation, walk with him as Lord. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And Chambers' title is a bit foreboding. I have to say that. It's called The Inevitable Penalty. Now, again, if you're following along, we're on 7-1. We're on July 1. Actually, we were on June the 28th yesterday. We're on July the 1st today. I think I may have messed that up yesterday. We're on July the 1st today, if you're following along in the book and or following along at myutmost.org. The inevitable penalty. Obviously, we read and we hear that Christ paid the inevitable price when he left all of heaven in its glories, lived his life, and then gave that life in a humiliating and horrific death on the cross. Read Philippians 2, 3 through 8 for that. If we don't grasp that, then our hope, that reality of what he gave up and the price that he paid, and the fact that he not only gave his life but rose again, then our hope is in vain, and we are of all persons most miserable. He had to go through all of that ultimately to rise from the dead to conquer it all, right? We've got to see all of that as the God's plan and purpose, and it all goes together. However, the penalty or cost and price that Chambers is referring to in this title and this message is about what we are called to and required to deal with. In the text we're going to see in a moment, Jesus is referring to the importance of loving relationships, and in particular, the cost of unreconciled relationships and how we are to restore and reconcile them in his kingdom. By the way, it does seem pretty harsh and unloving, but we must remember that God is never unloving. So let's take a look. In Matthew 5:26, the text that Chambers uses as his anchor verse here, you will by no means get out of there until you have paid the last penny. Whew, that's pretty tough. What's being said here, to the extent that we could be in a situation where there is no means of getting out until we have paid the full price down to the last penny. What is he saying here? Well, no matter the crime or what the extenuating circumstances, there seems to be no relief except for full payment. What kind of atrocity was or is being committed that would require no freedom until the full cost is paid? Surely this is an egregious sin, a debt or a crime against someone for this to be the only remedy. Before we go any further, we have to remind ourselves that this is the Sermon on the Mount in which Jesus literally raises the law of the Old Testament to an unattainable level in and of ourselves. We couldn't even reach it as written as the law as it was, where the actions, if you just commit one of the acts, you're guilty, and nobody is perfect in that. Okay? So as if it weren't already impossible to keep, Jesus then, in the Sermon on the Mount, calls us to a standard that we are doomed to fail unless and except we are willing to turn our lives over to Him and allow Him, through the Holy Spirit, to live in and through us. You can't miss that point. That's what Jesus is saying here in the Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to tell you what the law really intended, deeper than just the actions. Where's your heart? Where's your mind? You see, this sermon left no wiggle room as it talks about loving and praying for those who persecute you as a believer. It talks about lusting in the mind as adultery, about hatred in our hearts as murder itself. And if we remain in any of these states in our heart and mind, whether we commit the physical act or not, we are just as guilty and therefore cannot enter into His kingdom. Now that seems extremely harsh, right? But remember, God is not just truthful and loving, He is holy. And the old law, and now what Jesus is telling us in the Sermon on the Mount is, you can't get there on your own. So what is it that Chambers is talking about in today's Devo that requires absolute full payment or we can't be set free? Well, he starts with this sentence. There is no heaven that has a little corner of hell in it. In other words, there is no such thing as straddling the fence in Christ's kingdom. While it may be talked about in churches and kind of left hanging out there, we must be maturing beyond straddling and fully committed to His kingship and lordship, both feet in His kingdom. Chambers says, God is determined to make you pure, holy, and right, and He will not allow you to escape from the scrutiny of the Holy Spirit for even one moment. Wow. Remember, though, this is done by maturing in His truth by His grace. Don't ever forget that in your life or those you disciple. You can't do it on your own. Only when we receive Christ and walk in the Spirit. Chambers goes on, He urged you to come to judgment immediately when He convicted you, but you did not obey. Folks, let's be honest. That is so true of most all of us. So listen here. Then the inevitable process began to work, bringing its inevitable penalty. Now you have been thrown into prison and you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. That's the whole part of Matthew 5, 25 and 26. Yet you ask, is this a God of mercy and love? Well, from our fleshly perspective, no. But, Chambers again, when seen from God's perspective, it is a glorious ministry of love. God is going to bring you out pure, spotless, and undefiled, but He wants you to recognize the nature that you are exhibiting, you used to exhibit, and it's still there with you. You've been saved. You now have Christ and His Holy Spirit in you, but you still have that flesh as well. And this is what you were exhibiting, the nature of demanding your right to yourself. This is why we must talk about dying to self as the Scripture so often does, even if it's unpleasant for people. The moment you are willing for God to change your nature, His recreating forces will begin to work. And the moment you realize that God's purpose is to get you into the right relationship with Himself and then with others, remember, this is the highest level of loving relationships and reconciling broken ones, right? Start with God, then live it out with others. As soon as you begin that, He will reach to the very limits of the universe to help you take the right road. Decide to do it right now, saying, yes, Lord, I will write that letter. or I will be reconciled to that person now. And I add, I will forgive that person right now, because that's what you've called me to do. And you've saved me. Now I begin, if I will choose to do so, to live differently. These sermons of Jesus Christ are meant for your will and your conscience, not for your head. If you dispute these verses from the Sermon on the Mount with your head, you will dull the appeal and the effect on your heart. Don't try to reason or rationalize, but rather receive His truth by faith through grace and watch Him work in and through you. If you find yourself asking, I wonder why I'm not growing spiritually with God, then ask yourself if you are paying your debts from God's standpoint, not from yours. The requirements are humility, forgiveness, reconciliation, and they will cost your flesh greatly. Chambers closes saying, do now what you will have to do someday. Every moral question or call comes with an ought to behind it. The knowledge of knowing what we ought to do. Food for thought as we wrap up. If this is true, and Chambers, and I hope I have made a great case according to God's word, then it begs the question, if we know what we ought to do because God's love compels us, then are we willing to display that love, follow through in that love, and pay the penalty, the price in our flesh? Do what we ought to do, humble ourselves, forgive, reach out, make amends, reconcile. Relationships with God and with all others is the most important thing. And as the Bible says, we have to do that in love. Here's a love in action. Right? Spend time with God and His word and prayer and listening every day. Begin with the text in this message or episode, or start with the Gospel of John in the New Testament or Psalms in the Old Testament. Ask Holy Spirit to teach you. Again, that's one of His roles and a very important one. Number three, any relationships that you have not reconciled according to God's word and standard, make a list of those that you've not forgiven, that you've not reached out to, that you've not walked in God's word and His spirit to reconcile. Number four, as I said, make a list. Journal those relationships. Then journal and follow through on what you need to do to pay that last penny and allow Christ to set you free. Don't think you're walking with Him if you're holding those grudges or you're not reconciled in love to others. 1 John says, that's impossible. You're a liar if you do that. Make it right. Even if they don't want to, you do your part to make it right and trust the Holy Spirit to work in the rest of it. Tomorrow's Wednesday, and that means Wednesdays for Women with our friend and co-host Adia Worcester. She always does a great job, so don't miss that. And invite family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to join us as well. Thank you again for joining us. You can find out more at loveandlordship.com. Loveandlordship.com, videos, podcast, articles, many other things. If you'd like to give, you can do there at the Give tab. It's quick and easy, minute or so, and you can do one time or ongoing. If you'd like to give through a mobile app, do it at cash.app/$lovingwardship. That's all together after the forward slash with both L's capitalized. And if we're not the ones He's encouraging you or compelling you to give to, then keep praying until He shows you who He would like for you to partner with, and then be lovingly obedient to do that. They will be blessed and you will be blessed as well. Thanks again for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of Christ. Stay tuned for my good friend Greg Horn at 1245 with Hope is Here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.